It's the 11th of April. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. On the 2nd of May, a new or existing police and crime commissioner will be elected. The job of PCC is told the police chief constable responsible for actions taken, determines budget for policing and a link between residents and the department. Four candidates are running for the Bedfordshire office. Two candidates are Waheed Akbar and Jasbir Singh Palmer. Mr. Akbar is the nominee for the Workers' Party and former mayor of Luton. He is pledging to tackle the pressing issues of rising knife crime, drug-related offences, burglaries, domestic violence and gang culture in Bedfordshire. Mr. Palmer is the Liberal Democrat choice for PCC and he seeks to provide real community and neighbourhood policing, address issues of wasteful spending and fight for fair funding. Matthew Hayden from Sharnbrook was charged with causing an explosion at a Loring Road address that could have caused harm to other individuals and property. In a video call yesterday to the Old Bailey from Bedford Prison, he pleaded not guilty to the incident that occurred 1 year ago. The Bedford Who event took place last weekend at King's House on Ampthill Road in Bedford. Paul McGann, the actor who portrayed the Doctor in a one-off 1996 Doctor Who television movie, was on hand to sign paid autographs and to raise money for local charities. The £17,000 collected at the event far exceeded expectations. Beneficiaries, which include Faces, which helps vulnerable families, Smart, dealing with the issues of homelessness, and Bedford Food Bank. A Grade 2 listed historic building in Houghton Regis, known as the Red House, constructed in the 17th century, could be used to the community's benefit. The house, owned by Central Bedfordshire Council, was refurbished but has sat empty for 5 years. A number of proposals have been submitted and a decision on its use is expected soon. That's your Bedford News in 100 seconds.